I'm a 21-year-old who has always craved a sub. However, a lot of guys simply aren't into me. I'm just slightly above that muscular threshold where you stop being girly. I guess. Not mega ripped, just very well toned. In fact, a lot of guys in high school admitted to my friends they only had a crush on me because of my chest, which is pretty big. Which, by the way, isn't actually that bad. At worst, having a large cup size is a minor inconvenience. I think it's either because I'm fit or because other women are just whiners. I was insecure about my body for a while because it was considered unattractive, but I learned to not give a fuck eventually. I work at a construction company my dad owns and go to the gym every other day. I get somewhat dirty, and both activities always built up a sweat. I remember almost every day wishing I had a guy on a collar who I could force to lick me clean. Every inch of my sweaty abs, breasts, and thighs. This, of course, never came to fruition. It was just masturbation material. My only sexual experience was a vanilla one in high school with a guy I didn't even really like. He left me, which I was thankful for, because I was too controlling. I'm just confident in taking the lead, which meant most guys in high school were not interested. Well, I lied a bit. I do dabble in erotic literature, only for myself, though. This is my first time sharing anything. Now the story. I recently put up a request on Craigslist in hopes of finding a sub in my small town. I know how unsafe that is, but hey, I use that site for everything. Over the course of 5 months, I got 3 guys in total. One was a huge bear, the opposite of what I truly want, but he was a good boy and a good sport about it. We're friends now and text like teenage girls. Also, god damn, are big guys fun to climb around. The other was somewhat fat, really sweet, and very humble. The last was this man-child who had issues not talking. I'm not a very aggressive dom, and the worst I ever have in mind is pegging, which I've only done to the bear. I then had a drought of responses for a few months. I get lonely easily. All I really do all day is play games and read. Plus, I live alone in an apartment. Then, a few weeks ago, I got a message from someone who was interested. Being thirsty for sex, I asked them to come over the next night. I should mention, I haven't done actual penetration sex yet, with either orifice. Still waiting on that. So, the next day rolls around. It hits 6 p.m., and I hear a knock at the door. I rushed over to open it, only to find a red-headed girl standing there. Her hair was done up, and she was honestly kind of cute. A full foot shorter than me, though I'm like 6'4" or something, so that wasn't uncommon in girls. She wore a loose turtleneck and was dressed in a miniskirt. Also had candy cane knee socks on. Curiously, she had a black eye, which I felt kind of bad about. Nevertheless, I exhaled and frowned, shaking my head slowly. "I don't do girls," I informed her of this somewhat sadly.
I'm not a girl."
"Excuse me. Did she just say that?" The voice, well, decidedly soft and a little high-pitched, obviously belonged to a guy.
"I'm just girly. Feminine, I guess. Are you not into that?"
Holy fuck. Holy fuck. Guys, this was literally a trap. No, He was literally a trap. Almost perfect. If it weren't for the faintly visible Adam's apple. What did I do? What did I say? How did I get so lucky? I forgot to mention it, but one of my ultimate fantasies was having a cute trap boy as my sub. He didn't have to be perfect, just tiny and easy to toss around. I was so excited that I had trouble keeping myself contained. I invited him in, locking the door behind us while thinking of all the things I was going to try once we started. We sat down at my couch, where we talked for a bit. I had to break the ice, as he was clearly extremely nervous. Getting to know my subs was sexy, in a way. It made the doming so much more personal. It's also just good manners for someone you plan to fuck senseless. After learning his name, we talked for about 10 minutes. He seemed very much in an emotional shell, and a hard-to-crack one at that. I eventually asked him, without thinking, why he was a trap. He responded with a shrug as he looked away. Okay, maybe a bit too personal. I was always picked on as a kid for being girly. It got really bad freshman year, to the point of physical bullying. It only ended when I transferred schools, and people began to generally believe I was a girl, due to my reserved and quiet attitude. I was mostly ignored, with only a couple of real friends who figured me out really quick. That was fine, though. I just didn't want too much attention. And, well, the reason I dressed like this in the first place... My mother had always wanted a daughter, but she had me instead. So, I strived to be the best daughter I could be. I know she loved me anyways, but it made her happy that I cared like that. Even my dad was thankful. My parents. I could see the lump form in his throat as he cleared it. Fuck. I really brought this in the wrong direction. It felt a bit too early to get physical. Give him a hug, or even just a reassuring shoulder pat. This was extremely awkward, and I thought I had already ruined my chance. He perked up over the course of 30 seconds, though, and looked at me with a weak smile. Don't worry, though. I dislike letting my past drag down my future. Sorry for getting weird there. I did only just meet you. I nodded gently. Then I asked about his black eye. More silence, then a sigh of annoyance. I got mugged on the way here. I have to walk, you see. I don't live in the best place, so... Yeah. So much for my rent money, I guess. You don't charge, right? I shook my head firmly. I didn't like when it was professional, I told him. I enjoyed personal doming. I was learning that he was a pretty sad guy, and I was very much wanted to take his mind off of things. Anyways... I decided that I needed to bring the subject away from depressing childhood. Your stockings look really cute. I don't go to clubs, because I know how easily my smooth talking would get me a man. It's not like me to act like such a spurg, but the perfection of Justin's femininity was really turning my mind to mush. A blush immediately adorned his cheeks, and a hand shot down to adjust his sexy legwear immediately. You really think so? Ah, girl fashion. It's so much better than guy fashion. It looked like he was getting increasingly embarrassed by the reddening of his cheeks and his scooching away from me. That timidness really got me going. and I traced a finger up his thigh with a coy smile. It is, isn't it? Why don't you show me what kind of underwear you like?
Once again, smooth as silk. He laughed nervously and looked at me.
Do you want to start now? I've never done anything lewd before.
Oh, inexperienced. I loved inexperienced.
After assuring him it was okay, I asked him if there was anything odd about his naked body, so I wouldn't be surprised or freaked out. He nodded and quickly muttered about a scar on his back. There was one more thing I needed, however, before we could start.
Justin, do you trust me?
I was met with a timid nod.
Would you like to set a safe word? We won't do anything painful, but I want you to feel comfortable. Another nod.
Pickles. I chuckled a bit. After confirming it with him one more time, we were finally finished with formalities. I led him to the bedroom where we could finally start the fun.
Justin lives with me now. He lived in an apartment in a shitty part of town, was blackmailed by his landlord, and was, as a result, always broke despite actually working two jobs. After we fucked, I guess he kind of mentally shattered, thinking that would be the last time he would be happy in a while. And it hurt me. So I invited him to live with me. He said he would think about it, and hastily left. Came back 4 days later, hoping the offer was still on the table. It was. He nearly broke down in tears, unable to stop thanking me. Well, he literally broke down in tears, unable to stop thanking me.
I'll be honest. I was born with a silver spoon in my mouth. What with my dad owning a company and all. I probably made more than him without even trying. And that made me feel bad. I wanted to help Justin. So I got all the legal stuff done, and he shares my apartment now. He's quiet, hardworking, and has a great sense of humor. I have plenty of cute stories to tell, too, if people are interested. It was more like changing for him than me, because now he doesn't have to worry about being abused. And that makes me so happy I could burst. As soon as my door shut, I aim to devour every last inch of that boy's body. There were so many things I wanted to do to him, but it was always good to start out slow. I commanded him to undress, but leave the stockings on. He bit his lip as his shaky little hand started to pull off that loose turtleneck, revealing a skinny, smooth belly and a hairless chest. He let it fall to the floor, and then grasped gently at his skirt. It came off slowly. 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 Too slowly. I stepped over and yanked it down, revealing a pair of cute red panties, as well as a small bulge. He made an exclamation of surprise, and I grinned devilishly, giving that bulge a couple kisses before looking up at him. He was covering his face with his hands, and his panties tightened. I expected that, though. Your first time is usually extremely overwhelming. I stood up and reached toward his face, pulling his hands away and shoving him down into the bed. My body laid atop his, and I stared into his watery eyes as my grin grew wider. He was shaking uncontrollably, even daring to struggle somewhat. I exhaled onto his face as I moved further up on him, his head quickly disappearing into my ample, sweaty cleavage. After a few seconds of smushing his face, I sat up and looked down at him, putting a finger to my lips as I giggled at his gasping for air. "Don't be so overdramatic, Justin," I grinded on his bulge and brought my feet still in the socks I had put on that morning just above his face. Do you like feet? A meek, yes? Shut up from below me. Good. I lowered them onto his face in a way that made his nose the only breathing option. I quivered at his moans, feeling myself get a little wet as a result. I let this go on for a few minutes before sliding off of him. That bulge had become, well, not anything bigger than it was before. I grabbed his arms and brought him further up on the bed, lowering my mouth to his neck. His cute, girly moans and gasps of pleasure fueled me as I planted a gentle kiss on his neck. Then a hard kiss, furiously sucking and causing him to yelp in surprise. One of his hands shot to my head, grasping it gently. I smiled. He was really enjoying this. I planted a kiss a little lower on his neck, then a bit lower, slowly making my way down to his tummy, then his waist, and then his bulge again. I sensuously mouthed at it through his panties, placing my hands on his thighs and rubbing them slowly. Then, in an instant, I yanked his underwear down, revealing his less than impressive member. I wasn't disappointed, though. I never expected someone with such feminine genes to have a monster dong. Besides, that's not what he would be using to pleasure me tonight. It was, at full length, twitching every time I exhaled onto it. I knew I could finish him in an instant, being his first time. So I avoided even giving it a curious lick. I heard him say something as I ogled his penis. Sorry, it's so small, Anna. I grabbed his balls firmly after I heard him refer to me by name, prompting a fearful squeak. Call me Master, Justin.
Yes, sorry, Master.
I went under my bed, grabbing an admittedly silly-looking pair of fuzzy cuffs and a collar with rope attached to it. I stood back up with a grin, showcasing them proudly to my captive trap. Like what you see? I don't think he knew if he did, exactly, but he backed away slowly. His face was beet red, and by the watering of his eyes, I felt like he was getting more than he bargained for. The grin didn't leave my face as I slowly approached him, crawling up to him on the bed and easily flipping him onto his stomach. I bound his hands together, and before I could get the collar on, I noticed what a cute butt he had. I couldn't resist giving it a little spank or two, and he squealed, oh, so delightfully. After grasping both cheeks tightly, I kissed the areas I spanked, feeling kind of bad for surprising him. His butt actually smelled nice. I imagine he must have used a deodorant stick or something. I turned him over, deciding to play a bit more before the collaring. I began to pinch one of his nipples, gently, while I reached my head down and started to lick and suck at the other. After toying with those pink nubs for a few minutes, I put the collar on, making sure it was a bit loose before grabbing the rope and sitting up proudly. He looked at me with a mixed expression of adoration and nervousness. "Much better," I said. After getting him fully situated, I finally decided to take my clothes off. Beneath the white tank top and pajama pants was a fit body I've grown to be so proud of. Well, defined stomach, thighs that still retain some softness despite being visibly toned, and, of course, that nice little tush. He visibly started to drool a little, staring at me in disbelief. I was probably the first girl he's ever seen naked. Like what you see, boy? He nodded absentmindedly, quivering in anticipation. I didn't plan to fully disrobe. I wanted to take it really slowly with him. I tugged on his collar while he was right in front of me. On our knees, I still dwarfed him by quite a bit. I put a hand to the back of his head and guided it gently to my abs, stroking my free hand through his hair affectionately. Good. Good. Now my thighs, darling. I outstretched my legs, letting him do the rest of the work. His small tongue tickled my inner thighs, and I couldn't help but giggle in between moans of approval. Oh, how I love getting worshipped. I grabbed the back of his head and forcefully jammed his face into my crotch. Now, Justin, eat me out. Confused, muffled squeals came from under me. The vibrations of his voice on my crotch spurred me on to grind a bit, but not too hard. Yes, through my panties. Do your best, okay? His clearly inexperienced tongue shot out, trying to please me in any way he could. My moans of approval got louder as I pet his head tenderly. Yeah. Oh, you're doing great. Oh. Justin, keep going. Just this pace. Though he clearly had no idea what he was doing, the situation itself was enough to start pushing me over the edge. Don't worry, Justin. You're doing fine. As I orgasmed, I clenched my thighs around his head, forcing him against me for the duration of my climax. It lasted an impressive 8 seconds, and I slowly released his head as he collapsed in front of me. The poor thing must have been so pent up. That was a very good job, boy. You did fine. I could almost see him blushing, face down in front of me, perhaps a bit proud of his actions. Smiling, I turned him over and crawled on top of him, gently laying my body atop his once more as I brought my head to his member. Now it's your turn to feel good. His cock had been dripping pre-cum ever since I disrobed. I gave it a soft kiss, then another, and another. This produced a myriad of girly moans from the trapped beneath me. Satisfied with him not blowing just over that, I brought the whole thing into my mouth suddenly. I used my tongue to press it against the top of my mouth and gave a firm suck, and he exploded instantaneously. I swallowed every last drop. He deserved it, after all. I kissed it one more time before letting it out of my mouth, giggling and licking my lips after I rolled off of him. He quickly turned over, and I could tell from the sniffles that he was silently crying. Maybe he got too overwhelmed? I crept up behind him and wrapped my arms around him. I'm sorry, Master. I just couldn't even control myself. I gave a soft giggle, nibbling on his earlobe a bit before speaking. No, you did fine. It was your first time. I'm not a vicious dom, remember? You're allowed to feel good too, sweetheart. I pet his belly reassuringly as I curled up behind him, deciding to be a big spoon for a while. This had lasted us a good 2 hours, and we were both very, very tired. Justin, I was baffled. He had managed to cry himself to sleep, smiling in absolute bliss. I got up and removed the cuffs, then the collar. I gently slid his panties back on before turning off the lights and crawling in with him again, pulling the covers up for us both. I resumed my big spoon position and kissed him lovingly on his scalp. All I could think was how absolutely perfect this was, and how I never wanted it to end. We fell asleep together, unwilling to ever let go.